Wanted to share just a thought with you tonight. The unperfect substance. Psalm 139:16. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all, literally all of them, my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, or what days they should be fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Always consider this to be an amazing verse. It testifies of the omniscient foreplanning of our Creator for each human being, because each of us can say this like the psalmist did. Each person then has been separately planned by God before he or she was ever conceived. It's as though he mapped out the DNA and all these type of things. His eyes oversaw us throughout the entire development. Being unperfect translates the Hebrew word for embryo or fetus. The general word all includes not only all our body's members, the parts, but also all its days, because it says in continuance, literally what days. So the, that was pretty. And these were all written in God's book long ago. I think this is a pretty neat thing. You are not a surprise to him. Your particular hair color or lack of hair, not a surprise to him. This was part of the deal that he decided for us. Evolutionists and abortionists argue that the fetus is not yet a real person, therefore it may be casually killed if the mother or sometimes others choose. However, both the Bible and science show that a child in the womb is a true human being. Instruments called fetoscopes have traced every stage of embryonic development and shown each to be distinctively human. This disproves the theory of recapitulation. That was an early theory that claims embryos pass through non-human evolutionary stages. Just foolishness. While we do not know how a baby receives his soul, he is clearly an eternal human being from the very moment of his conception. It seems as though this is part of the very development. We get our spiritual side from our parents. This is how the curse of Adam is passed down to us. We don't know, does it develop somehow in the womb? I don't know. But God fully knows all the child's future days when as yet there were none of them. Being outside of time, he sees you, the whole layout of your life. How precious to know that all of the innocents who die before birth are safe in Christ. Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So they are perfect for all the ages to come. He has written them in his book. I don't know if it was an actual book or just a way of explaining how he plans it out. It's as if it were a book in his mind. But each of us have that blessing.